falling on my head. Welcome back to Lay of the Land. Over the break, I just learned that we have another benefit for our callers who answer the trivia question. We're also going to make available to the station the Devil Radio t-shirt. They're pretty cool. The current winner, Annette, will get a t-shirt, and future winners will also get a Devil Radio t-shirt, so they're pretty cool. So, again, the question for next week is, what part of the consumer's food dollar actually goes to the farmer? So that's the question for next week. So back to the conversation we're having with our guest, John Peck, about opportunities to continue to engage in Wisconsin's rural economy, particularly the ag economy. As I mentioned before we went away, there's opportunities for young people. Maybe you don't even grow up with a strong history of production agriculture to learn and engage in that by participating in FFA at the high school level and in 4-H at starting with the elementary level. So people living in rural Wisconsin, I would really encourage parents to introduce their children to those opportunities. A lot of learning that can go on, and a lot of opportunity to get excited about preparing your commodity, your product, your skill for the fairs that are going on right now. And if you take kids to the fair, there's an opportunity to show them how people are winning these ribbons and how they're having an opportunity to show cattle or all kinds of neat things that are going on at these fairs. So, John, how do you see opportunities for young people to really get engaged in rural agriculture?
Well, like you mentioned, you don't have to grow up on a farm to care about agriculture. So, you know, the fastest growing segment, as I sort of hinted at earlier, in agriculture right now is a small, diversified, you know, localized production, you know, usually fruits and vegetables and so on. So, I mean, that's, and there's lots of opportunities out there for that. So, and how you get involved with that, I mean, there's lots of, you know, beginning farmer programs out there through different organizations. You already mentioned, you know, I was in 4-H myself of FFA when I was in school, but I mean, there's also, you know, beginning, you know, there's, you know, Farmers Union has their summer camp each year, which, you know, a lot of kids go to. I mean, I myself have hosted a summer camp in Minnesota at my folks' farm for mostly inner city kids to get exposed to agriculture, learn about opportunities in farming. So, I mean, even just a couple weeks ago, we had the entire beginning freshman class at Edgerton High School came out to where I farm, and, you know, we're out there for a whole volunteer day, you know, helping weed and deal with insects and bugs and so on. They were good workers. They pulled a lot of garlic. I was shocked at how much garlic a bunch of kids could pull in like 2 hours. So, I mean, but just that, you know, a lot of, you know, education is so important, and your experiential knowledge is something you learn by doing. I mean, you can't learn to ride a bike watching a video. You have to actually do it. So, you know, exposing kids to gardening. I mean, we have maybe less than 2 million farmers in the U.S., but 70% of families in the U.S. actually do some sort of gardening. So, I mean, there's community gardens, there's school gardens, you can have a backyard garden, or get rid of your lawn and plant a garden. So just, you know, getting your hands dirty, literally, with soil and, you know, seeds. And you know, if kids aren't exposed to the whole process of, one of the problems is, like, we've started turning into a junk food couch potato culture in too many ways. And, you know, you know, if kids really want to explore and learn, and you know, part of that should be out, you know, nature and growing and cooking things for themselves and their family and friends, and actually, you know, I mean, you'll never, it's hard to explain, like, the joy in a kid who's actually went out to the garden and picked something and was able to make something out of it and share it with a relative or their parents. I mean, that's just like, wow, that's DIY extraordinaire, you know. that's what we need, much more of that. So
I think one of the things that we're talking earlier about the value of kids growing up in rural Wisconsin, I think one of the subtleties that maybe isn't always understood is that kids, by being engaged, like you say, in if you told a kid you got to go out there and pull those weeds, you might get a pretty hostile reaction. But if you say, "Hey, we're going to go out here and we're going to work in this garden together, and we're going to have some fun doing it," and the adults are out there participating in this as a group exercise. I know when I grew up as a kid on the farm, everybody was out there working. Everybody was sweating and getting dirty together, and nobody was making anybody do anything. It was just a part of our lives. And I think that's the beauty and the genius of participating in this kind of enterprise, is it's just part of your life. Mm-hmm. And it's not, that takes some of the negative aspects of, it isn't somebody telling you, you got to go do that. It's just part of what life is about.
Mm-hmm.
So do you agree with that, John?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of people who fled the farm because they found it to be a horrible drudgery, but, you know, it doesn't need to be that way. And that's part of, you know, if farmers got a fair price, they wouldn't have to work as hard. You know, there's ways we can make the system easier and less onerous for people who want to become farmers. Like if people all had health care, you know, more people could be in agriculture. So, I mean, there's systemic things we can do to make agriculture a better opportunity for people. So, I mean, that's important. You know, and part of this is a whole just transition. I mean, we really haven't gotten into the climate justice issue yet, but, I mean, we're facing a climate crisis, and agriculture is a big part of the solution, I would argue, to that. But it has to be the right type of agriculture. And a lot of young people especially care about this because they're looking at a world. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to pass on our world to my children, you know, in this current state. If you really care about the planet overheating, I can tell you right now, small farmers can feed the world and cool the planet, and you can be part of that movement, you know, and that's happening in our backyard right here in Wisconsin. It's happening all around the world. So, But how do we make those opportunities for, you know, immigrants coming here? A lot of them come from farming backgrounds. They could become new farmers, you know. City kids, anyone can be a farmer. Anyone can be a farmer. I don't want to discourage anyone from becoming a farmer.
And there's plenty of opportunities out there for people who are interested to be mentored. You mentioned an example of Farmers Union has programs.
Yep, Land Stewardship Project in Minnesota has a good farmer beginning program. Yep, lots of groups have those.
Yeah, and so anybody getting in touch with you through Family Farm Defenders would be, you can help point people in a good direction.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, yep.
Is that right, John?
Yep, certainly. Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of resources, and you know, and I would encourage people to think, too, you don't have to always do it by yourself. I mean, we sort of have this stereotype of the independent yeoman farmer or something, but you can do it as a co-op. You could be part of a land trust. You could, you know, you don't have to do it all on your own. You have lots of allies.
That's right. And I'm sure that, you know, 4-H and FFE are out there all over the state. So that's a pretty easy ask. If you're interested, check in with your local 4-H leader. And if you're in a high school, if a kid is at a high school level, they can check in with the FFA club and get involved in that. So, and there's a lot of farmers out there who would be happy to explain their operation to kids who would be willing to come by and just ask some questions, introduce them to what they're doing. I'm sure there's a lot of older farmers that would be happy to make an appointment with a kid that wanted to learn something about what's going on at that farm. So, but, you know, you'd have to make an appointment because farmers are pretty busy. You can't just walk in on them. So I'd like to remind everybody as we close out the show tonight that if you'd like to support the show, go to WIGrassrootsnetwork.org and click on the donate button. The podcast of this show will be available after the show by going to 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. I want to thank all of my listeners, and we'll see you next week on the land. Good night.